his defensive back and a beautiful passer delivered by Xander Schmidt as Matt Kissinger is into the ball again, and it is good. So with 4:40 left to go, the Hawks with big plays. They had a 32-yard run by Matt Kissinger on the first play from scrimmage, and then they go 55 yards to Simon Ostrander, and the Hawks are out on top 14-0 here early.
For Ostrander, that's his fifth touchdown reception of the season. For Xander Schmidt, his first touchdown as a quarterback. 4:40 to play first quarter. St. Cecilia 14, Bayard nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back at Duncan Field in Hastings. The score is now 14-0. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead early in the ballgame. And here's the kickoff. It's going to come down to about the 5-yard line. Return out to the 10. Spins to the 11, 12, 13, 14-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Michael Alfaro. Down on special teams, Tyler Willard for Hastings St. Cecilia. So a great start for the Hawks, Jimmy. They score on the first play from the line of scrimmage. They also score on their second possession today. And bam, just like that, 14-0.
Yeah, the Hawks with 110 yards of total offense, 55 on the ground, and 55 through the air. The one completed pass right there to Simon Ostrander, a touchdown. And now Bayard trots onto the field, finding themselves trailing 14-0. Have put up 54 yards of total offense, most of that on the last drive. They were able to get it into Hawk territory, but not able to put any points on the board.
All right, Ryan Lohr back in the backfield. He's a little shaver, 5'5", 135 pounds, and a senior. As they're gonna hand the ball away. Or was that to the quarterback, Brandon Stewart?
That was Stewart on, I believe, a busted play. He tried to take it up the middle of the field. He was looking for the running back to hand the ball off to. He says, I don't want no part of it.
He went the other way.
Yeah, in there on the tackle, Joe Clark. But again, Stewart in reverse, and that's where the Bayard offense is headed, back towards their own goal line. It's a second down and 15, a big 5-yard loss. Joe Clark on the tackle.
Ball is now spotted at the 10-yard line. Brandon Stewart from the gun again. He's got the ball. He backs up, surveys the field. He cocks the arm. A pass across the middle is right through the fingertips of his intended receiver, Allen Denton. So an incomplete pass. That's going to bring up third down and 15 yards to go. By the way, the game today here on 1230 KHAS. I'd like to welcome the people out west listening to us today on 960 KNEB in Scotts Bluff. Third down and 15 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is a 10.
If you are Bayard and the wide receivers, you have to come down with those catches. That ball from Stewart was a little bit high, but Cesar Tino putting a lot of pressure on there. I believe the receiver heard footsteps.
All right, here's a Stewart. He wants to throw it. Now he's going to have to run with it. He takes the ball across the 10 out to about the 11-yard line before he's brought down by Chris Hartford. Hartford, a 210-pound junior for Hastings St. Cecilia. So, again, the Tigers go three plays and out, and Bayard in trouble early, trailing 14-0, and the Hawks get the ball back for the third time here in the first quarter.
Well, and again, Bayard will be forced to punt into that breeze as it's kind of shifted around now and really coming out of the north, as earlier in the ballgame is kind of coming across the field here. But, wow, look at Matt Kissinger standing at his own 35-yard line to receive this punt.
This is David Schuler kicking it this time. Kissinger grabs the ball at the 40, and he spins away at the 41-yard line. He's back to the 40, hops down in the center of the field, 35-30. He's got some great moves. He's into the open again. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5, and he walks into the end zone for the touchdown. That was way too easy. A 40-yard punt returned by Kissinger. Touchdown.
My goodness, in the last 20, everybody just give up as far as Bayard defensively goes. Kissinger fielded that at the 40-yard line, had two Bayard Tigers right there. Tried to bring him down, but again, Kissinger with great balance out there. He's got the pink wrap tape on his ankles today, so he stands out like a sore thumb out there. But it's been the Matt Kissinger show here. He's got a 32-yard run and now a 40-yard punt return. He's going to be in and attempt the point after. But again, just sloppy tackling by Bayard. You can't do that against Matt Kissinger.
That's his second punt return for a touchdown that Kissinger has put up this season, and now he gets the extra points. 3 minutes and 5 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Bayard nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, 21-0. Hastings Saints is saying with the lead. And, yeah, Kissinger turns around and that punt return at about the 15-20-yard line, and nobody's chasing him.
No, everybody just kind of pulled up and figured Kissinger, with his kind of speed, he's going to take it in. But, yeah, he turned around at the 20, and he just waltzed into the end zone. Kissinger now with 116 yards of all-purpose yards and a couple of touchdowns as he's into the football.
All right, here's the return back. As they bring it out to the 15-yard line and to about the 18-yard line. And that's
ball
where
by
the Bayard Tigers four. Will start as Alfaro brings the ball first back again for Bayard. So the Tigers have done absolutely nothing offensively so far. This is the third time they've touched the ball. Actually, the fourth time they've touched the ball.
Yeah, Stewart coming in the ball game, as we had mentioned, 1,227 yards on the season, 225 pass attempts, already has 11 in the ball game. I got three passing sheets that'll get me to 69 passes. Again, last year they threw 59 in the ball game against St. Cecilia.
Here's Brandon Stewart, throws the ball. It's caught, short gain, 24-25 yard line. Braden Perriott was the receiver there for the Tigers as he takes the ball up to the 25-yard line. A pick of 5 yards on the play, maybe closer to six. Tackle is made in there by Willard, one of the linebackers for Hastings St. Cecilia.
One thing you see with St. Cecilia today, a lot of pink. I mentioned Matt Kissinger with the tape, pink tape around his ankle. Several other players showing their support in breast cancer awareness this month.
All right, here's a handoff to Ryan Lohr as he tries to angle out to the left side. He gets a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Still going to be short of a first down. They have to bring it out here to about the 25, actually the 30-yard line for the first down. That's going to bring up a third down and five situation. Bayard moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play. Hawks are out on top by a score of 21-0 here in the ball game. Bayard has got to get something to going offensively here.
Well, they do, Mike. You look at passing yards in the game, 51 yards on 12 pass attempts, but only 7 yards on 7 carries rushing the football.
Here's Stewart, throws the ball. It's going to be way over the head of his intended receiver, and Braden Perriott. And now that brings up a fourth down situation and 5 yards to go. And again, Bayard's going to have to kick the football away. The Tigers, my friend, are in deep, deep trouble.
I ought to put the glasses on Matt Kissinger because I'm sure he is frothing at the mouth right now. He just returned 40 yards. Now he'll stand at the 50-yard line to field this punt. And he's looking for more here. The Hawks out early, 21-0 here in the first quarter.
David Schuler is your punter. And here comes the pressure. He gets it away. He's not going to have a chance to return this one. It bounces at the 45-yard line across the 50, and the Hawks will start first down and 10 on their own 47-yard line. Look at the field position that St. Cecilia is getting here as Bayard continues to kick against the wind, and they've done absolutely nothing offensively in this football game.
A lot of pressure coming there from St. Cecilia to the punter's left, and they are very fortunate just to get that off. And again, Matt Kissinger not able to get underneath the football. The coverage team was down there. 27 yards on the punt. They'll spot it down at about the 46-yard line where the Hawks will have first and 10. They already lead 21-0. We got a 1:42 left to go here in just the first quarter.
Xander Schmidt will be at quarterback. Backs will now shift out of the IE formation to run with the spread here with only one setback back there. That's Joel Groffel, the fullback. Here's a little handoff to Ryan, and Ryan is going to be hitting down. He goes in the backfield. A loss of a couple of yards on the play. They're trying a little reverse play to Kevin Ryan. And he is covered up on the play by Maurer of Bayard. That's Connor Maurer, the defensive end. A loss of about 3 yards on the play. Second down and 13 yards to go. That play was blown up there by the Bayard Tigers.
Update on the Aquinas Catholic Archbishop Bergen game. Aquinas out on top in the first quarter, 14-0, as we've got all kinds of scores starting to roll in here in the first round of the playoffs.
All right, Cesar Tino is your wide receiver, split out wide to the right side. Second down and 14 yards to go. The ball pushed back here to the 43. Man comes in motion. Here's a Xander Schmidt. He wants to throw. He sets. He throws the ball near side. It's going to be picked off and then deflected, and it's going to be picked off again by the Tigers as they bring the ball up to the 49-yard line. Grabbing the ball there was a David Schuler. He was not the guy who initially had it there, but Schuler ends up with it here on the near sideline, returns it back to the 49-yard line, so there's the first interception of the season for Xander Schmidt.
Well, he's got one pick and one interception here, and again, he rolled to the left side, threw it right here in front of the St. Cecilia bench. I think he was looking for Joel Groffel down here, but Groffel made a great play after the ball was intercepted, spinning the defender around, but then it popped loose, and then Johnny on the spot, another Bayard Tiger, and Shuler intercepts it for the first turnover.
Here's a pass across the middle. It's going to be caught to St. Cecilia territory to the 45-yard line. As the pass goes to a Braden Perriott, he takes the ball down to the 45-yard line, a pickup of about 6 yards on the play. So it's second down and 4 yards to go, and already Bayard is up to the line of scrimmage.
Boy, they don't waste any time. They do not huddle. Their huddle is not a heard-of thing in Bayard football. But, again, Stewart looks over the far sidelines to Phil Willie. He signals in and out. As we've talked about all year long, a lot of teams play with wristbands. They all check it, and Stewart's ready to go.
There's a pass to the right side. It's going to be caught again, this time by Allen Denton. It's going to be very close to a first down as they will spot the football down here at the 42-yard line. One thing I've noticed right away is the snap coming back from Tanner Willie. That's not been very good. About 95% of the time, Stewart's picking the ball up off of the turf.
Well, and he's had one of them that squirted by him, and fortunately enough for Bayard, he was able to get back on top of it. It came at a big, big loss. And now we've got an official's timeout here. Going to bring the sticks in from the far sideline. Close enough for our measurements here, so it's a third down. We are at the end of the first quarter, so we'll see what happens here as Gino and the boys trot on the field.
All right, they're going to bring in the chains and find out if we have a first down here, and then we're going to switch sides and go back the other direction. They will put the sticks down here, and they're going to be just short of a first down. So Baird's going to be looking at a short situation here, third down and about a yard to go when we come back. One quarter in the books here this afternoon. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Bayard nothing.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become.
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Couple of scores for you. St. Paul leading Shadron 12-7. They're late in the second quarter. Crofton leading Hershey by a score of 6-0. They are late in the first quarter. And we'll have scores throughout the day here today. All the playoffs getting started in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Classes A and B will go tomorrow. Aquinas Catholic and Archbishop Bergen playing today. Aquinas Catholic 14-0. Over Archbishop Bergen, they are in the first quarter. It is 21-0 here. Hastings St. Cecilia leading Bayard. And the Tigers will have a third down and one situation. They will have the ball at the St. Cecilia 42-yard line. Now we switch things around. Bayard will be working with the wind behind their back here, moving from our right to our left to Duncan. And here's a penalty right off of the bat on the Bayard. Like the center might have snapped the ball earlier or something there. That was ugly. On third down and 1 yard to go, now the official is going to confer here right at the line of scrimmage, which is the 43 of St. Cecilia.
Well, they're not going to step off any penalty here.
I don't think the ball was ready for play.
I don't think so either. They were very quickly at the line of scrimmage ready to go, and the white cap waves it off. So now we'll have the third down and short.
And now the ball comes loose as they try the attempted. They had a quarterback sneak back there, and the ball charged loose. It comes all the way back to the 46-yard line where it was covered up. By Bayard getting that there was a Dustin Daniel. That was just a simple quarterback sneak, Jimmy. I don't know if a Stewart got the ball or what, but all of a sudden it comes shooting out of there, and back there was Dustin Daniel to cover up. This has not been a good start for Bayard.
No, it is not. If you're Phil Willie, you cannot be happy with the way your team has played. You cannot make mistakes against a good football team, and that is what they have done. They had a third and short, third and inches. They lose 13 yards. Now they have to punt. Matt Kissinger back deep. He'll stand at his own 30.
Shuler gets the ball away for Bayard. Kissinger comes up. They didn't give him any room at all, and their penalty flag goes down. The ball is going to be picked up here by Bayard. It's going to be returned down the far sideline, but this baby's going to come back. They finally knock him down at about the 15-yard line. Bayard picks it up. That was Lane Kazire. He returns the ball down to the 15-yard line, but I'm sure this is going to come back here. Penalty flags down at about the 32. They did not give Kissinger one iota, not even a slither of hope there grabbing that ball.
Actually, Kissinger trying to field that punt. He runs right into the guy downfield for Bayard, had his hands basically around him, looked like they were going to the homecoming dance together, wasn't able to field the football. That would have been interesting how he was going to shake that thing from around the backside of the defender. But, again, the flag is thrown, and the Hawks will have a first down again. Boy, the Hawks have scored. We've talked about a big plays today. First play from scrimmage, 32-yard Matt Kissinger run. They've scored on a 55-yard touchdown pass from Xander Smith, and the Hawks have all over top of Bayard here today. 107 yards of total offense in that first quarter, 55 through the air, 52 on the ground, a couple of first downs. Bayard 61 through the air, 7 on the ground, only 68. We talked about Kissinger, 3 carries, 46 yards, a touchdown. He's got a punt return for a touchdown as well today.
All right, so now what are we going to have? We're going to have a penalty marched off here against Bayard.
He is accepted by St. Cecilia, so Bayard will re-kick.
They're going to re-kick the ball here. And they're going to be in their deep territory. They're going to bring the ball all the way back here to about the 32-yard line. So David Schuler will have to kick the ball again. This time he will stand at his 15-yard line. And Kissinger again drops back deep. This time he'll stand at his own 45-yard line. So St. Cecilia will get great field position here again. David Schuler averages 34.4 yards per kick. Waiting for the snap. High one. He grabs it. He kicks it to the near side. It's a... an end-over-end kick, and it's going to go out of bounds here. That one was ugly, too, as it didn't get more than about 10 feet off of the ground as it comes out of bounds here at about the 48-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia.
Nick Soucy, the closest guy in blue to that punt, as it just goes off the left side. We'll give him 18 on the punt, but again, you're trying to kick it away from Matt Kissinger, and that's what a good return guy will do for you. He can really mess up the punting game, and they're trying to kick it away. Not a very good punt. And the Hawks with the ball out towards midfield. They've got it at their own 48-yard line. 11:02 left to go here. They already lead 21-0.
Cesar Tino is your wide receiver, split way out to the left side. And now the ball comes over the head of Xander Schmidt, the quarterback. He goes back and falls on it for St. Cecilia back here at the 33-yard line. Boy, this looks like the first game of the season instead of the first game of the playoffs. Both teams having problems with some snaps here today.
Hot potato, hot potato. Who wants the football? Nobody does. That one there, just a bad snap by the center, and Xander Smith not able to get his hands on the football. And wisely enough, just trots back and dives on the football, but not after a 16-yard loss. So now the Hawks have a second and 25. The ball is back at the 33-yard line.
All right, wide receiver split out to the left side. It's Cesar Tino. Matt Kissinger will go with him. He'll be in the slot, and Xander Schmidt's going to hand the ball away. Joe Groffel, big hole, 35-40, breaks into the open, 45-50, breaks outside, 45-40, Groffel, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, 5, touchdown. Joe Groffel takes to the distance, 67 yards for Joe Groffel, a fullback, the 190-pound junior for the Hawks.
My goodness. Second and 25, the Hawks have to go. No big deal. We'll just run the fullback trap. Great blocking up front. Groffel gets through the right side, slices the defense, cuts it back over to the left side, 67 yards. So now the Hawks have scored on a 32, a 55-yard pass, a 67-yard run, and a 40-yard punt return. The electrifying Hawks are out on top now, 27-0. Matt Kissinger in to attempt another point after. Simon Ostrander doing the holding chores.
All right, again, Kissinger 37 out of 40 on extra points coming into the football game. Ball is down, kick is up, and the kick goes sailing through the uprights. It is good. This one is out of control early, gang. 10 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the second quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Bayard nothing.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. And, boy, if you're Bayard and head coach Phil Willie, what do you do? Nothing has gone right so far for your team.
No, it hasn't, and the Riverboat Gambler has really not had an opportunity to run too many trick plays, as we talked about in that first quarter. He ran a couple of onside kicks here last year in the first round of the playoffs, tried to do anything to just spark his team, but St. Cecilia cruised on to a big, big victory last year, and boy, they have done everything right today. A couple of mistakes by the young Xander Schmidt, but boy, they have done a great job blocking. They did opened a good hole off the right side, and after a 67-yard touchdown run by Groffel, Matt Kissinger will be into the football yet again.
And he's a good driving kick, and they're going to send Bayard into the end zone. They won't be able to return this one, and Bayard, the Tigers, will bring the ball back out, first down and 10 on their own 20-yard line. So Bayard has made the trip to Hastings two consecutive seasons to start the Class C2 State High School football playoffs, and today they're matched up with a team that has won 35 games in a row. They are the two-time defending state champions in Class C2, and the Hawks are off and rolling here. 28-0 is the score. We've still got 10 minutes and 8 seconds to play in quarter number two.
Well, and Phil Willie was concerned about the big plays and the speed that St. Cecilia has. He said the big plays could hurt us if we cannot contain them, and that is what's happened. And, boy, they have jumped out to a big, big lead. Now Brandon Stewart in the gun. Wide receivers again all over the field.
Quick little pass out here. Caught and dropped. Just that quickly. They throw it out here to Bryce Hargens, who's into the ball game. Now he's a 6'4" freshman. So hopefully Coach Willie ain't going to the bench quite that much already here in the second quarter. He said he wanted to play as freshman today. I didn't expect it here in the second quarter.
Well, I didn't either. Down on the field, he said they will probably everybody will see a little bit of action today, but it'd be later on, he hoped. But, boy, already the guys are getting in the ballgame here.
All right, here's a Stewart. Wants to throw again, a pass to the far side. That's caught and dropped. Alan Denton this time, he can't control it. And it's now a third down and 10 yards to go. I had a chance to watch some film on Bayard this week. That's one thing that really popped out. They had a lot of passes that were dropped throughout their season.
Well, the stats coming into the game today, 119 of 225 for Brandon Stewart. And, again, when you're playing a good ball club, you cannot drop passes. They've had a couple in the first quarter. And now just to mention, they've had two back-to-back passes, third and 10 here for Bayard.
So Stewart's going to try to run it out of the gun. He's at the 20-yard line to the 21 to the 22, and he's knocked out of bounds. Guess what? Three plays and out as Bayard's going to have to punt the football away again. The Hawk defense has been good here today, but Bayard's really helping him along. St. Cecilia's defense this year has not been as good as in the past years. They've given up some yards here this season statistically, as the St. Cecilia has given up 178 yards per ball game rushing, 45 yards passing. That's a little bit higher than what we've had in past years, but today they have been rock solid here against Bayard. Here comes the kick again by Schuler, trying to keep the ball away from Kissinger, and again it's going to be a short kick, 40, 45. It bounces across the 50-yard line. It's going to roll dead here at the St. Cecilia 45. So it didn't look good, but not too bad of a return for his money there, a 35-yard kick.
Boy, and after that 40-yard return by Kissinger, he has just been licking his chops trying to get his hands on the football again. But, again, he will gamble sometimes trying to pick up the football there and run the risk of a possible turnover, but again, Kissinger just wisely gets away from the football and lets it roll dead at the 46-yard line. But the Hawks out 28-0, 9:40 left to go. Xander Schmidt will be up on center from the right hash. Couple of wide receivers, one to the right, one to the left for the Hawks.
All right, St. Cecilia hasn't been stopped yet here offensively. Here's Xander. He wants to run the ball 45-50. Xander with two hands on the ball as he carries it into Tiger territory down to the 46-yard line. A pickup of 9 yards in the play there for Xander Schmidt. In for the injured Phil Hamburger at quarterback today. Schmidt, a 175-pound junior. He's done a good job so far for the Hawks.
You know where he learned that, two hands on the ball?
That's right.
Midget football. Former Packer is Xander Schmidt. Nick Brulette yet to get into action. He's another Packer. Several of them down here for St. Cecilia, but Xander Schmidt picks up a quick 9, second down and 1.
And as you mentioned that, Nick Brulette is your wide receiver, split out wide to the right side. Jimmy was an ex-midget football coach. There's a pass over to the far side. Caught by Caesar. He's at the 40 to the 35 to the 30. Breaks away. 25-yard line. Still on his feet to the 20, down to the 15. Very poor tackling there by Bayard. They had four or five guys, Jimmy, that could have wrapped him up. As a senior, Tino takes them all the way down to the 15-yard line. That's a first down for the Hawks.
Big, big plays. We will do our wrap this afternoon, and it will be built on big plays. That one didn't go for a touchdown, but it went for 29 yards as Cesar Tino continued to break tackles in the secondary of Bayard downfield. Gets it all the way down to the Bayard 16-yard line. The Hawks in the red zone yet again today.
Tino and Ryan split out wide to the left side. Coming to the right side is going to be the tight end. in Simon Ostrander. And in the slot, that right side is going to be Matt Kissinger. There's a handoff. It's going to go to Ryan. Going to use his speed to get outside. Look out. 15. He's down to the 10-yard line to the 5. He dives for the end zone. He gets in there. Touchdown. A 16-yard touchdown run by Kevin Ryan, and the Hawks put six more on the board. It's 34 to nothing.
My goodness, a great block out on the right side as they pitch that back to Ryan. He rolls around to the right side, and out in front of him was Joel Groffel, and he gets a great block on a defensive back for Baird. That got Ryan into the end zone. He had to tightrope walk the chalk over there on the right side, but he gets in right down by the brick wall, and the Hawks put six more on the board, and now it is 34 to nothing with Matt Kissinger in to attempt the PAT yet again.
All right, ball is down. The kick is up, and this one is going to be blocked. This one is going to be blocked by Baird, so that's the only thing that St. Cecilia has gone wrong here so far in the first half of play. The PAT was blocked. So with 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the second quarter, it's now Hastings St. Cecilia 34, Baird nothing.
Colder winter weather may mean more time indoors. If you have a winter or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting at 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes good luck, good sportsmanship, and good results to all the local and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field at Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Baird this afternoon. It's now a 34-0 ball game. We're still in the second quarter. 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Kissinger is going to kick off again. End over end kick. Baird will have a chance at this one as they grab the ball at the 2-yard line. Alfaro angles off to the left side, 15, 20, out to the 25, 26, 27-yard line, and that's where Baird will start here this afternoon. St. Cecilia, Jimmy, has not been stopped offensively so far today. Baird, on the other hand, boy, they went about to three plays and out the last three possessions. And they have the ball again, first down and 10. They'll start this drive from their own 26-yard line.
Well, and it's been big, big plays that drive there. Three plays, 56 yards as the Hawks take it downfield. But that was all set up on that Cesar Tino catch and run of 29 yards. The Hawks comfortably out in the lead. Pretty much the same starting 11 in there defensively for Randy Ahrens as they've got a big lead.
All right, Stewart grabs the ball. His pass across the middle. It's going to be caught. Pick up a 5 yards in the play. As Stewart just pops one around over the middle. That's going to be Stewart. Cody Krantz. Krantz picks up the reception there. He's their leading receiver for Baird. 33 catches, 379 yards, three touchdowns coming in here. Second down, 5 yards to go. Quick little pass there across the middle from Brandon Stewart to Cody Krantz. They're in the shotgun again. Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Here's a Stewart wants the throw. He rolls to his right, unloads downfield, and the ball's going to be picked off. Picked off by Ryan down there at the 35-yard line. Trying to take the ball to Allen Denton. The ball is picked off by Ryan. Kevin Ryan gets his first interception of the season. Guess what? Hawks have the ball back. First down and 10 on their own 35.
Ninth interception by Stewart this season, and he hit Kevin Ryan right in stride.
Unfortunately, he's in blue numbers.
Beautiful pass, but to the wrong colored guy in a jersey. But Ryan brings that ball down to the 35-yard line. Now this explosive offense comes out on the field again. And, boy, you start wondering when you will start seeing some substitutions here for Carl Tesmer. Probably not here in this second quarter, but I would imagine with the injuries they have attained this season, it'll be coming soon.
Here's a Xander Schmidt hands the ball away to Groffel. That time he's going to be stacked up. Groffel falls forward for a yard, maybe two. Tackle is made in there by the Baird defense and getting through there for Baird. They're going to get some new guys in there as well. Ashton Rose is into the ball game now, a 6'1" senior, 170-pounder for the Tigers. So a pickup of about 2 yards in the play on the little play there from Joel Groffel, the fullback. Second down, 8 yards to go.
Talk about big plays and big averages. Joel Groffel, pretty good day today. 4 carries and just 80 yards. 67-yard touchdown run earlier in the second quarter.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Here's a handoff again. Kissinger, he's got it as he angles across the 40-yard line to about the 41-42. Good gang tackling right there by Baird, three or four guys over there. Tackle is made in there by Austin Willie, a 5'11", 195-pound junior. Also getting through there is a Brandon Stewart, the free safety coming up. Now St. Cecilia looking at third down. I think this St. Cecilia's first third down situation, isn't it? I think it is. Third down and about 3 yards to go. The football just across the 42-yard line.
Well, they have scored on just several big plays, as we've mentioned, all half long. And, again, this would be one of the few third-down plays they've had to call here, third and short.
All right, just across the 42, here's Xander Smith. He rolls to his right, some backside pressure. Xander sets, throws the ball downfield, Cesar Tino.
Oh.
He had it, and he drops it. Down here at the 20-yard line, Cesar Tino had the ball in his hands, and it fell right down to the turf. Back in coverage was a David Schuler, but that was 6 points all over.
That was. Tino had 5 yards on his intended, on his defender, and again, that ball delivered perfectly from Smith. But in Tino's defense, if you look back up the direction he was looking, that is right in the area of that sun, and it is very bright here at Duncan Field today. Most all the games I played, of course, in the evening hours, never in the afternoons, and that sun is very bright out there, hard to look up into it.
So the first punt of the ball game for St. Cecilia. Kissinger will drop back. He's averaging 35.1 yard per kick so far this season for St. Cecilia. Fourth down and 3 yards to go. Matt gets into the ball, high kick. And Alfaro is going to let it drop here at the 20-yard line. Goes across to 15. St. Cecilia down there to down the football at about the 8-yard line or 11-yard line. Down there for St. Cecilia. Down in the football was Joe Clark for the Hawks. 6:05 to play here in the second quarter. 34-0. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead. You're listening to the Class C2 State High School football playoffs today on 1230 KHAS Hastings, also at 960 KNEB AM in Scotts Bluff.
Crofton 28, Hershey nothing in the second quarter. Also another update in Shadron 13, St. Paul 12.
Here's a Stewart, wants to throw the ball out here. It's going to be caught, but a short gain. Coming over here to grabbing the ball was a Braden Perriott for the Bayard
Stewart
Tigers.
Perriott.
Coming over here making
back
the stop is Nick Brouillette for Hastings St. Cecilia. So that was a pickup of about 5 yards in the play. They bring the ball out here to about the 16-yard line. Second down and 5 yards to go. Clock is running. 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The Hawks have the lead by the score of 34-0. Hawks led 21-0 in the first quarter. Brandon Stewart from the gun. Wide receivers left and right. Ball is on the near side hash. They fake the ball. Now they throw it out to the far sideline. It's going to be overthrown. Perriott was the intended receiver over there defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia with Simon Ostrander. And now it's third down and 5 yards to go from the 16.
No way Perriott could climb the ladder and catch that one. Stewart just threw it a bit too high for him. And another third down call here for Phil Willie and the Tigers. Mike, between two teams, 5 first downs is all we've been able to muster up. 3 for Bayard. That was all in the first quarter. St. Cecilia with 2 first downs in the ballgame. 2. But they've got 34 points on the board.
Nothing but big plays for the Hawks today. Third down, 5 yards to go from the 16. A little fake pass thrown this way. Now they go back the other direction as they get it into the hands of Denton. He breaks a couple of tacklers. Brings the ball out to the 25, to the 26, 27-yard line. First down. So they fake the pass to the left side. Nice job by Brandon Stewart. He comes back then with a little dump pass over to Alan Denton. Denton slips a couple of tacklers and brings the ball out to the 27-yard line. First down.
4th first down for Bayard, and a good job there on the screen pass. The lineman able to get out there in front, and then a little bit of a sloppy tackling by St. Cecilia there, but a nice gain of 10 yards. First down, they hitch the ball out to the 26 with 5 minutes left to go in the half.
All right, Stewart backs up again, another shotgun, throws the ball to the far side, and that one was nearly picked off. Nice read by Ryan. Alan Denton again was the intended receiver, but Ryan got a nice break of the ball and nearly came up with an INT.
Well, Ryan having a great season so far for Randy Ahrens and his secondary, but again, Ryan watching the eyes of the quarterback Stewart as he throwed the flare pass out to the right side. Ryan steps right in front of the would-be receiver and knocks it right to the turf. Second down and 10.
So it's Hastings St. Cecilia. Michael Wynn is now in as the nose guard here in this 3-5 defense for the Hawks. Here's a pass thrown to the near side. Nobody home. Incomplete pass there. Thrown by Brandon Stewart. The closest guy to the ball was Jaden Smith, but he was about 10 yards upfield.
Yeah, but Nick Soucy almost making another. Nick getting into the action. Been a few years for Nick. He's not near as good a shape as he used to be. Seen him earlier walk into the field. Had a minute to talk with him, but again, a errant pass again by Stewart. Falls incomplete, so a third down here for Bayard.
Nick Soucy, one of the assistant coaches for Hastings St. Cecilia. He had the best look at that attempted pass there by Brandon Stewart. Now it's third down and 10. Here's a pass to the near side. It's going to be caught here by Smith. He's got some blockers. Smith across the 40, actually across the 30-yard line to about the 33, and that should be enough for a first down. caught the ball in traffic and then brought the ball to the 33-yard line, a first down. So Jaden Smith gets the reception there. No, they're going to say he's going to be short of a first down. All right. We got the chains kind of hit over there on the Bayard sidelines. They're going to bring the ball out to the 37. They're going to be about 4 yards shy of a first down. So it's fourth down and four. The ball is sitting here at the 33-yard line of Bayard. They're moving from our right to our left, and Phil Willie trailing by the score of 34 to nothing. Looks like they want to go for it here. So Bayard's going to go for it. Fourth down and 4 yards to go from their own 33-yard line. As a Stewart stands in the gun, Stewart rolls to his right. Here's the pass over there. It's going to be caught. First down across the 40, 45, out to the 47-yard line. Cody Krantz grabs the ball and advances the ball to the 47-yard line. So Phil Willie goes for it, Jimmy, on fourth down in his own territory, and they deliver this time a first down at the 47.
And a good catch out there by Krantz in a lot of defenders around for St. Cecilia, able to take it up close to midfield. They'll spot it down at the 46-yard line, but a nice gain. Fifth first down. That play goes for 16 yards.
Now Stewart rolls left. Here's a quick pass. He's going to be caught again across the 50 to the 49-yard line. Braden Perriott. Perriott brings the ball to the 49, pickup of a couple of yards on the play. Nick Bruliette into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia's. And now this offense can just nickel and dime it to death down the field.
Well, it takes a while to get things to gel. They've really had a lot of pressure on Stewart today. St. Cecilia not really dialing up a lot of pressure right now. Of course, when you got the quick swing passes from Stewart, you're going to be able to chew up some yardage, and they've got it across midfield. Second down call here.
Now Stewart looks like he wants to run. Now he throws the ball to the far side, and the ball is going to be stripped. It's going to be loose if that's a fumble. Nope, incomplete pass.
Pass from Stewart to
Alan Dent was the intended receiver. He had it momentarily, and then it fell out of there, and the officials right there, they quickly blow that one. Incomplete pass. Hawks were all over it as they a possible fumble there, but it's an incomplete pass and it's third down.
That is the 27th pass attempt for Stewart here in the ball game. I don't think three sheets are going to be enough. As I said, 69 is what I can go out to, but at halftime I'll tape down another one as again Stewart with 27 pass attempts here in the half.
Third down and 6 yards to go. Bayard with the ball to St. Cecilia 49, trailing 34 to nothing. Here's a quick pass across the middle. That maybe is going to be caught at the 35, down to the 32-yard line.
Pass from Stewart.
Pass completion to Alan Denton again. Denton's having a pretty good second quarter here as he grabs that pass. They have moved the ball down to the St. Cecilia 32-yard line, first down and 10.
That is three first downs on this drive. That gives them six on the afternoon, and that one there goes for another 16 yards, and they've got it down at the Hawk 33.
Stewart threw for over 300 yards last year against St. Cecilia. There's a pass that's going to be incomplete. Right in between Perriott and Smith. Both of them had a play on that ball, but neither one of them could come up with the pass there from Brandon Stewart. It's now going to bring up a second down and 10 situation. Bayard has moved the ball down here to the 33-yard line. By far, their best drive of the football game so far. Brandon Stewart again from the gun. Backs up, looks left, fakes left, now throws left. He's got a man out here, but overthrows him. Jaden Smith, the intended receiver, back in coverage for Hastings St. Cecilia will be Brilliant and also Kissinger over here. It's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and 10, 2:52 to play.
Mentioned just a few minutes ago, Stewart threw for over 300 against St. Cecilia. He's got 103 so far in the ball game on 20. Actually, now that's 30. 30 pass attempts for Stewart here in the ball game. Aquinas Catholic, by the way, 21. Archbishop Bergen, 7, early second quarter.
Yeah, the state playoffs getting started today in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2. Classes A and B will go tomorrow. Third down, 10 yards to go. Bayard with the ball at the 33-yard line. Backing up Stewart. His pass is going to be deflected, and Michael Wynn nearly came up with the ball for St. Cecilia. It was deflected. Wynn had a chance on it there. The big old defensive lineman nearly picks that one out of the air at the 32-yard line. Incomplete pass.
He wasn't going to go very far if he does make the interception there, but Michael Wynn doing a great job, gets his hands up, bats that ball up into the air, and nearly comes down with another turnover. So that pass, the 31st pass attempt today, and it brings up another fourth down call here for Phil Willie.
Fourth down and about 10 yards to go from the 33. Here's another pass to the near side. That baby is going to be caught again. That's Alan Denton. He's out of bounds. That's going to be very close to a first down. They're going to mark the ball right at about the 23. That's a first down. So Brandon Stewart delivers to Allen Denton. They convert on another fourth down situation, and Bayard keeps the drive alive here.
Tigers needed 10. They pick up 12, and again, they continue to march downfield. By far, their best drive of the afternoon. They're just trying to get into the locker room here with getting some sort of points on the board.
All right, Stewart, he steps up again. Here's the pass. It's going to be caught by Cody Krantz, a short gainer there, as they move the ball from the 21 to the 19-yard line. So a pickup of 2 yards in the play. That's their form of a rush right there, a 2-yard pass.
Well, and we look at the rushing stats. They've only had 9 rushing attempts this afternoon, and we talked about the St. Cecilia rush defense. They've only allowed minus 1 yard today rushing for Bayard. Everything has been through the air as we knew it was going to be coming in this ballgame.
Second down, 8 yards to go for the 19. Now Stewart wants to run the ball. Stewart is across the 15-yard line and spun down here. So Brandon Stewart carrying the ball there. I'm going to say his knee went down at about the 16-yard line, so a pickup of 2 yards in the play is all Stewart gets out of the quarterback draw out of the wide set here. Now it's third down and 6 yards to go. Ball is at the 16-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia. Late in the second quarter, the Hawks already out on top by a score of 34-0. Again, Stewart changing the play here at the line of scrimmage. He's got 3 wide receivers split out to the right side. Stewart has got the ball. He rolls to his right, cocks the arm, throws the ball. It's going to be caught and tipped, and it's going to be picked off down there by St. Cecilia. It is picked off by Ryan again, his second interception of this first half. Kevin Ryan, a big hard hit there on the intended receiver. I think that was Cody Krantz that was out there, the intended receiver. They got into him. The ball goes flying in the air. It's picked off by Ryan, and St. Cecilia gets it on the touchback.
Boy, and that looked almost like a Matt Davison catch down there in the end zone as Ryan had to dive to the turf, scoop it up in the end zone, and a touchdown. By far the best drive, though, for the Bayard Tigers as they take it downfield. 16 plays was that drive for Bayard, and they come away yet again with no points on the board.
1:29 to play second quarter. So St. Cecilia still pitching a shutout here in the first half. It's 34-0. Here comes that offensive unit back out here. Xander Schmidt fakes the ball. Now he's going to run it here across the 20 to the 25. He's at the 28-yard line. So Xander Schmidt carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. Again, in there for the injured Phil Hamburger. He had just 9 rushes coming in here. He's picked up a couple today. And he picks up 8 yards on that last carry. Second down, 2 yards to go as the ball is at the 28.
Well, pretty good half of football for Schmidt in his first varsity start this season. He 3 carries now and 18 yards, and he's got a 55-yard touchdown pass. And total yardage for Schmidt in the ball game is 87 yards, so pretty good performance so far.
Second down, 2 yards to go. Here's Groffel, and that's a trap play, the fullback trap, as they bring the ball out to the 30, across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Joe Groffel carrying the ball, and now St. Cecilia calls the timeout. St. Cecilia calls the timeout with 48 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. St. Cecilia 34, Bayard nothing.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Shelton is out on top of Sandhills Thetford by a score of 21-0. They're in the second quarter of play. Coming up at halftime here this afternoon, we'll try to get you up to date on all the brackets and all the scores and everything that's taking place so far. Shadron is out on top of St. Paul, 13-12. They're in the third quarter. Garden County, 22. Palmer, 14. They are early in the second quarter. St. Mary's is leading Wallace by a score of 14-0 in the first quarter. 34-0 here. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over the Bayard Tigers. Here's Xander Schmidt wants to run with the football. Now he throws it down the near sideline. Nearly picked off. It's going to be incomplete. David Schuler had his hands on it there for Bayard. The intended receiver was Kissinger. It's going to be an incomplete pass, second down and 10.
Well, and they brought Kissinger now out of the backfield. Basically, Ryan and Groffler getting the most of the totes so far in this second quarter. But again, Kissinger lined up over here to the right side. He runs down to about the 45-yard line, then makes an out pattern. Xander didn't get it to him there, and then Matt made a cut back upfield, and that's where the miscommunication happened and nearly intercepted. But again, we figured there would be some mistakes today by Xander Schmidt. He has had some, but it's been a lot of big plays that's vaulted the Hawks out into a big, big lead here. Almost a half.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 35-yard line of St. Cecilia. Hand off to Kissinger. He fakes the reverse. Kissinger still got the ball. 35, 40, 45, 50 inside Bayard territory. Down to the 48-yard line before he is upset right there. Brandon Stewart into the tackle there for the Bayard Tigers. Hastings College, rather Hastings St. Cecilia has got the first down here. Down here at the 48-yard line.
First down number four and a couple more days for Bronco football yet.
30 seconds to play here in quarter number two, and now they're going to spike the football. Xander Schmidt trying to use his time wisely here. They spike the football to stop the clock. Second down and 10 yards to go as the football is sitting at the 48-yard line. St. Cecilia had a 21-0 lead after just one quarter of play. So if you're late getting to your radios this afternoon, St. Cecilia was already well in control of this one. 21-0 at the end of the first quarter.
It hasn't taken long at St. Cecilia. Very close to having a couple of guys over 100 yards of rushing. We'll talk the stats at halftime, but a big, big half here for the Blue Hawks.
That's Ryan going in motion off to the far side. Hand off to Groffel. He fumbles the football and picks it back up and gets a yard on the play. Groffel fumbles the football. It was just laying on the turf there, Jimmy. Nobody wanted to pick it up. Joel reaches back there and grabs it and picks up 1 yard in the play. Probably not the way Carl Tesmer drew that baby up, but a pickup of one.
No, you really like your players to just pounce on top of the pig when you got a fumble, not try to pick it up and run with it. But Groffel did. Very quick hands, picks it up, gets positive yarded, and another timeout here by St. Cecilia.
Another's
actually going to let the clock run down.
So no timeout called. St. Cecilia was just standing in their huddle. They just let the clock run down. So after calling a couple of timeouts, having the spike ball there, St. Cecilia decides we'll go into the locker room and talk about things here. First half in the books here this afternoon. It has not been a good day so far for the Bayard Tigers. After making the long trip out to central Nebraska, they trail after two quarters here in the opening round of the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Our score at halftime, Hastings St. Cecilia 34, Bayard nothing.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com. Proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. The Class C2 State High School football playoffs here today on 1230 KHAS Hastings and also at 960 KNEB AM in Scotts Bluff. All Hastings St. Cecilia here through the first two quarters, 34-0. Hawks have the lead. We've got the scoring coming up. We'll get you some halftime numbers in just a couple of minutes. We got some scores to pass along to you in the state playoffs today. Shadron is leading St. Paul now by the score of 13-12. They are in the third quarter. Garden County with a 22-14 lead over Palmer. That's early in the second quarter. St. Mary's is leading Wallace 14-0. They are in the first quarter of play. Had several blowouts on the old board this afternoon. Crofton is leading Hershey. Midway through the second quarter, it's 28-0. Now at halftime, he's seeing St. Cecilia leading Bayard by the score of 34-0. It is David City Aquinas Catholic leading Archbishop Bergen by the score of 28-7. They're midway through the second quarter, and Shelton has the lead over Sandhills Thetford. It is 22-0. That game is into the second quarter of play. So 34-0 here, he's seeing St. Cecilia is out on top of the Bayard Tigers here this afternoon. We'll come back. We're going to check the scoring in the first half as we continue at halftime. Again, 34-0. St. Cecilia with a lead over Bayard this afternoon.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Class C2 State High School football playoffs today from 1230 KHIS and 960 KNEB in Scotts Bluff. 34-0 is our score here at halftime. Bayard had the opening possession this afternoon. They went into punt formation in their first series. They try a fake punt that was blown up by St. Cecilia. Hawks got the ball, and on the very first play from the line of scrimmage, Matt Kissinger went around the left end and took it into the end zone for the touchdown. 32-yard touchdown run by Kissinger. The PAT was good, 7-0. Hastings St. Cecilia had the lead. Next series for St. Cecilia, they throw a 55-yard touchdown pass. Xander Schmidt to Simon Ostrander after the PAT, 14-0. The Hawks had the lead. Again, Bayard could not do anything with the ball. They punted the pig away. This time, Matt Kissinger goes on a 40-yard punt return for his score. The point after touchdown was good, and the Hawks had a 21-0 lead after the first quarter this afternoon. St. Cecilia getting another big play in the second quarter, a 67-yard touchdown run from Joel Groffel. That made the score 28-0 in favor of St. Cecilia. And then the Hawks scoring on a 16-yard run later on in the quarter by Kevin Ryan. The PAT was blocked. That capped off a three-play 56-yard drive, and it's been all Hastings St. Cecilia here in the first half of play, 34-0. The Hawks have a lead.
My goodness, and this is all without Jace Jackson and Phil Hamburger. My goodness, just think if those two electrifying guys were playing, this thing would be way out of hand. It is already at 34-0, but St. Cecilia striking fast and big plays. They have yet to put together a long time consuming drive. They have just electrified the crowd here today in Hastings. We look at Bayard's numbers in the first half. Brandon Stewart is 18 of 34 passing, 117 yards, a couple interceptions on the day. Bayard has rushed it 10 times for only 2 yards, so 119 yards of total offense for the Tigers in the first half, 7 first downs. They operated 44 offensive plays there in that first half, just really not able to get anything going against this Randy Aaron's defense. They have dialed up some new looks and a lot of pressure on Stewart today. For the Blue Hawks, we've talked about the big plays. They have happened. Xander Schmidt hitting on a big 55-yard touchdown pass to Simon Ostrander. He had another 29 yards on a pass to Cesar Tino, and that gets his numbers to 2 of 7 passing in that first half, 84 yards, 1 touchdown, and 1 interception for Schmidt in his first varsity start here this afternoon. Rushing the football, St. Cecilia, 17 carries, 166 yards, so 250 of total offense for St. Cecilia in that first half. Only 4 first downs. They haven't needed to put together many first downs because they have scored on some big plays here this afternoon. Look at some individual leaders. Joel Groffel, 6 carries, 87 yards in the first half, 1 touchdown, that coming from 67 yards. Matt Kissinger, 5 carries, 67 yards. He's got a touchdown as well of 32 yards on the first handoff of the ball game. Also a 40-yard punt return for Kissinger in the afternoon. Xander Schmidt, 3 carries and 18 yards. But again, Mike, it's been big plays, and Bayard head coach Phil Willie was worried about the big plays and the speed of St. Cecilia today. He said, we have to keep them contained. They have not yet been able to do that, and St. Cecilia is on top here, 34-0, a big halftime lead for the Hawks.
So St. Cecilia, 21-0 after the first quarter. They had a couple of scores in period number two, and it's now 34-0. St. Cecilia with the lead. We'll come back and get more here at halftime as we continue right after this.
Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Jackson's Floor Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Floor Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Floor Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Floor Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field in Hastings, the Class C2 State High School football playoffs. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead 34-0 over Bayard. Winner of this ball game will play either West Holt or Cross County. That'll be next Wednesday. Those two teams meeting later on tonight. That'll be a 7 o'clock start, so that'll be a matchup of the number 9 and number 8 seeded teams. This is a matchup of number 1 and number 16 here this afternoon. So the next round of the state playoffs will be next Wednesday. If Cross County wins the ball game tonight, then Hastings St. Cecilia would have another home game next week. If they can hang on to the win here this afternoon, if West Holt wins, it'll be a road trip to Atkinson next Wednesday. So that'll be the next round of the state high school football playoffs next Wednesday. Class A will go tomorrow in their first round. Omaha Burke is the number 1 seed. They will play Millard North tomorrow. The number 2 seed is Lincoln Southwest. They will be at home to take on Bellevue West. Other games in Class A tomorrow, Papillion La Vista South will be at Omaha West Side. It'll be Lincoln East playing at Omaha Central. It'll be Grand Island at home tomorrow night to take on Columbus. Lincoln Southeast will host Omaha Creighton Prep. Millard South at home to play Millard West. And Kearney will be at home tomorrow night. They'll play their ball game at Nebraska. Kearney will take on Papillion La Vista. Class B also going tomorrow in their opening round. Adams Central will be at home to take on Gehring tomorrow night. That'll start at 7 o'clock. We'll have those games for you on 1230 KHIS and also on one of your stations out there at KNEB in Scotts Bluff. McCook and Alliance will play tomorrow night as well. McCook will be the number 1 seed in Class B. They'll have the home game. It'll be Beatrice playing at Blair and some other Class B action tomorrow. Elkhorn will be at home to take on Omaha Scott. Crete is the number 3 seed, the number 1 in the state, according to both Metro newspapers, but Crete the number 3 seed in the Class B state playoffs. They'll face Elkhorn South tomorrow. Norris will play at Aurora. Scotts Bluff is going to have a home game tomorrow. Ralston making the trip across the entire state. Ralston will play at Scotts Bluff tomorrow. That'll be a 2 o'clock Mountain Time start tomorrow afternoon. And then Plattsmouth will play at Gretna. Those are the games in Classes A and B. Again, the first round of their state playoffs will go tomorrow. We got the scores continuing to roll in. St. Paul has missed all three of their extra points today, but they now lead Chadron by the score of 18-13. They're midway through the fourth quarter. So St. Paul has come back. They've got an 18-13 lead over Chadron in the fourth quarter of play. Other games going on in Class C1 right now. Valentine is playing Kimball. That's a 4:30 start this afternoon. Grand Island Central Catholic has got an afternoon game today. They will play Pierce. That one starts at 5:30. Minden will play Central City tonight in our area. That'll go at 7 o'clock. Sandy Creek also has a 5:30 ball game. They've got Gothenburg Swedes will be in to take on the Sandy Creek Cougars later on at 5:30 tonight. Some other area games, and in fact, a lot of action going on today. C2 games. We've been bringing up the updates on the Aquinas Catholic, and Archbishop Bergen Aquinas has got a good sized lead there. They're the number 1 seed in Class C2. Some other afternoon games. Ponca playing Lutheran High Northeast today in the C2. Homer and Lincoln Christian playing an afternoon game today. That one starts at 5 o'clock at Seacrest Field in Lincoln. Also going at 5 o'clock today, it'll be Cambridge against Sutton. Going at 7 tonight, Donovan Trumbull against North Platte St. Pat's. Going at 2 this afternoon, Crofton is playing Hershey. Ravenna and Blue Hill will go at 7 o'clock tonight. And it's Kearney Catholic with a 6 o'clock ball game against Thayer Central. In Class D1, Kennesaw has got a home game. They'll go at 7 o'clock tonight against Arapahoe. Starting at 4 o'clock Central Time, it'll be North Central and Alma. Shelton is playing Sandhills Thetford. Right now, and Shelton has got a lead in that ball game here this afternoon. Some other games going on in the afternoon portion of our day today. Palmer and Garden County are playing. South Loop and Clearwater Orchard get started at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Franklin, Elgin, Pope John will go at 4 o'clock. At 6 o'clock tonight in D1, it'll be Deschler playing at Pender. And it's a 6 o'clock tonight. Bruning Davenport Shickley plays at Omaha Christian Academy. Class D2 action going on at 5 o'clock today. It'll be Dodge playing at Sterling. Also tonight at 6 o'clock, it'll be Giltner at home against Lindsay Holy Family. Going at 5 o'clock, it'll be Clarkson and Bloomfield. Other afternoon games today, Bertrand will play at home today against Potter Dix. Afternoon game starting at 4, it'll be Hayes Center playing at Loomis. Game going at 3 o'clock today, it'll be St. Mary's at home to take on Wallace. So again, we'll keep you up to date on most of the scores throughout the rest of the afternoon. Right here throughout the second half of this one. Looks like it could be a blowout city here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead at halftime over Bayard. The score is 34-0. We'll have more after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Well, your halftime injury report is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. Hastings Orthopedics provides a full scope of orthopedic care, including fracture care, total joint replacement, sports medicine, arthritic joint relief, hand surgery, and back spine care and surgery for people of all ages. Their goal has always been to provide the best service possible, to getting you back to being you again. Serving Hastings and the surrounding communities, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, feel like yourself again. And fortunately enough for St. Cecilia, not much on the injury front here in the first half of play. Nobody injured in that first half of play. So they'll still go without to Phil Hamburger, Jackson Samitsky, and Jace Jackson, who are out at the beginning of the ball game, in addition to Mitch Boyd. And that's your injury report at halftime today, brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. So, it's 34-0, and I guess if you're Phil Willie and the Bayard Tigers, you're just looking for something positive out of that first half, you're going to have to dig pretty hard and pretty deep there to come up with a positive note out of the first couple of quarters of this ballgame.
Well, you are, and the longest play from scrimmage for Bayard in that first half was a 22-yard catch and run, and that was on the fourth pass attempt of the ball game. So very early into the ball game, but again, St. Cecilia early in the game dialed up a lot of pressure on Stewart. They had him confused, and Coach Tesmer was right. He wasn't fibbing to you. They were going to set up different sets, give him different looks, things that they have yet to see on film, and they've really got Bayard confused.
Bayard did have a nice drive there in the second quarter. In fact, it was a 16-play drive that they took deep into St. Cecilia territory, but then they threw a pick down there. It was taken down in the end zone, and St. Cecilia got the ball back and eventually ran out the time in the second quarter. So they had one nice drive there, a 16-play drive, but you got to put points on the scoreboard.
Well, you really do. 16 plays, and 15 of those were passing plays. And again, we've talked about Stewart in the first half. He's had 34 pass attempts. Look for at least that many in this second half. But again, you just can't make mistakes. They have had several passes that have hit the receivers in the hands, and they've yet to bring the football in. So just some costly mistakes for Baird in that first half. And again, just not able to contain the speed of Matt Kissinger, the power of Joe Groffel. He has had a touchdown run. It's just been big play after big play. And as we talked about at halftime, the Hawks have yet to put together a really decent drive. Everything has come two, three plays in a drive. And, the first play of the game was a 32-yard touchdown run. So Baird, again, Phil was worried about it, and it's happened to him. The quick strike St. Cecilia offense has really come out here firing on all cylinders with a couple of their big guns on the sidelines in street clothes.
Yeah, Baird tries a fake punt after their first series of plays. They ran three plays, had to punt. They try a fake punt that was absolutely blowing up in the Tigers' face, and things have kind of spiraled downhill from there for the Tigers.
Well, they really have, and we knew we would see a little trickery. We probably will see some again here in this second half from Phil Willie, as we had mentioned early in the game. We got to know him in his playing days at Hastings College, and he was a student teacher at St. Cecilia for a time before he moved out west and took over the job out there. He has done a good job turning the program around the second year. They have been in the playoffs, but unfortunately, when you've got to make the long road trip to Duncan Field, nobody likes coming here and playing in this baseball stadium. It is a tough place to play, but the Hawks are very comfortable playing in here, and I would imagine for Baird, you will see a whole lots of trickery and things trying to get something, get his team inspired. They have yet to do any of that here today.
I think the only trick plays that Phil Willie is going to have is maybe getting to the restaurant after the ball game where he's going to unload on chicken wings again. What did they say? They had 800 chicken wings ready to go,
yeah,
or something like that?
I had just a few minutes to chat with him before the game started, and I said congratulated him on his season again, getting the team in the playoffs. And I said kind of the same deal down here. He says, yeah, we'll try to get out of here, see what we can do. He was concerned again with St. Cecilia, but he said he looked at his watch and he said about right now they ought to be dropping 800 wings in the old cooker for his team, and they will pick down on chicken wings. I hope they don't eat all of them.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite places we like to go.
That's exactly right. I hope they don't eat all of them because we may frequent that place later on tonight, and we don't want them to eat all the wings, but he said the kids will be looking forward to that as we get the second half underway. St. Cecilia will get the ball first.
And here comes Kissinger. He's going to grab it at the 20-yard line, back to the 25-30. Shakes and bakes across the 35 to the 40 to the 41-yard line. And St. Cecilia will start first down and 10. Pretty good field position at their own 41. St. Cecilia moving from our right to our left here in quarter number three, leading by the score of 34-0.
Well, we talked about some individual guys in that first half. Again, Groffel leading the way, 87 yards on six carries. He is now averaging close to 9 yards per carry. Matt Kissinger, by the way, 5 carries, 67 yards, a couple of touchdowns. He is averaging 14 yards every time he touches the ball.
Cesar Tino, your wide receiver, split out wide to the right side. Xander Smith hands the ball away to Kissinger. Spins to the 45 and brought down at the 46-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Bayard Tigers, Tanner Willie. And it'll stop the 5'9". Sophomore, 190 pounds. He's not related to her. All these Willies as a player are not related to the coach. They just ironically have the same last names, but I guess they're not related out there. Second down and 4 yards to go. Pick up of six on the last play. Hastings St. Cecilia with the ball now on their own 46-yard line. Xander Schmidt up under center, hands the ball away. Joel Groffel fighting for yardage as he brings the ball to the 49. He'll be stopped short of a first down by a couple of yards, so Groffel gains a couple to the 49. Bring up a third down and one situation. So third down and a yard to go, the ball right in between the 49 and the 50.
Thought I was going to have to do some fielding over here in our press box / scaffolding area. The elevator not working today, and we have a lot of traffic getting up and down the scaffolding here. And thanks to M&S, they brought the nice extension ladders out today for our convenience getting up here.
Third down and a yard to go. Here's Xander Schmidt. He wants to run it. He's got an opening across the 50 to the 45 to the 40 to the 35. Look out to the 25 to the 20, and he's brought down inside the 20 down to the 19-yard line. Xander Schmidt carrying the ball there. Tackle is made, and a touchdown-saving tackle by Brandon Stewart, the free safety for Baird. Nice run by Xander. They're going to spot the football right at the 20-yard line. First down and 10 for the Hawks.
Fourth carry today for Schmidt, 48 yards. We'll give him 30 on that. He gets the Hawks their fifth first down of the afternoon, and the Hawks are on the move again with 10:34 left to go here. Baird had a chance to stop him on downs. It hasn't happened much today. But Xander Schmidt breaks through the middle and picks up 30.
Here's a handoff to Kissinger. He angles off to the left side. Now cuts it back to the center of the field. He's down to the 15, down to the 13-yard line. That's Kissinger carrying the ball again. Kissinger, the 180-pound senior.
10-yard line.
They're going to move the ball even closer down to the 10-yard line. This is an angle that we have a tough look at going to this end of the field. In fact, both ends of the field we have a tough look at. But they got the ball down to the 10-yard line. First down and goal for the Hawks. Already leading in the ball game by a score of 34-0. Two wide receivers split out to the right side. That's a Cesar Tino, Kevin Ryan, backs of the eye formation. Xander Schmidt hands it away on that fullback trap. That's going to be Joe Groffel as he fights for some yardage down there, down close to the 5-yard line. So Joe Groffel again carrying the football there for Hastings St. Cecilia. A pickup of about 5 yards in a play, second down. And 5 yards to go. Ashton Rose into the last stop there for the Bayard Tigers. So Hastings St. Cecilia trying to stuff another one into the end zone. Nick Brouillette into the ball game now. He's your slot back, or actually he's split out now as a flanker out to the right side. Cesar Tino also out that way for St. Cecilia. Second down, 5 yards to go. Here's Kissinger, gets the handoff as he dances away into the end zone. Dances away into the end zone, standing up, Jimmy. And that's a 40-0 lead now for St. Cecilia as Kissinger gets another touchdown for the Hawks.
That is the second rushing, third touchdown today total for Kissinger. And, again, just a nice hole off left tackle and a couple of shake and bakes down there inside the 5-yard line. Kissinger makes it look easy. He goes in with the pink-wrapped ankles yet again, and he will be in there for the PAT. The Hawks out on top big.
So Kissinger has done just about everything so far for St. Cecilia here in this one. Ball is down. Here comes the extra point, and that one is up there, and it is good. So the PAT is good. So now Hastings St. Cecilia has increased their lead here in this one. We're in the third quarter of play. We'll take a break. 9:33 to play in quarter number three. Hastings St. Cecilia, 41, Bayard nothing.
We're talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy in Hastings. Important reminders today, Tom. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska is providing free flu shots. Pertussis, shingles, pneumonia, and tetanus vaccinations are also included if you're a Blue Cross Blue Shield member. And Medicare Part D open enrollment dates are today through December 7th. Call us at Burt's Pharmacy, 462-4466, for more information on all of the above.
That's free flu shots. Contact them here at Burt's Pharmacy. That's Tom at Burt's Pharmacy, Burt's Drug Stores, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
Shadron has come back. They've now got a 19-18 lead over St. Paul. That one's been a seesaw game all day long today. Class D2, St. Mary's out on top of Wallace, 50-0. They've got 5:58 to play in the second quarter. Here's the kickoff by Kissinger. It's going to be returned here by Bayard. Nice return out across the 25-30, out to about the 33-yard line. Bringing the ball back was Lazier, Lane Lazier for the Bayard Tigers. And now we'll see what Bayard has got something up their sleeve here offensively. Tigers now trailing in the ball game by a score of 41-0. And now we're going to have the running clock here in the second half.
Well, things are going to go very quick here in the second half. Again, the Hawks make quick work of that drive. They take it downfield, six plays, 61 yards, and it was all set up on that Xander Schmidt third down carry of 30 yards, but a couple of guys doing a great job. Kissinger now with 84 yards, Groffel 96.
Stewart throws the ball off to the far side. That's going to be incomplete.
Incomplete passes.
They try to get it to Jaden Smith. It's going to be incomplete. Here's where the clock is going to run now, Jimmy. That was an incomplete pass. Normally it would be stopped. Nope, not now. 41-0 lead, St. Cecilia. Out on top, so the clock will continue to run here. Second down, 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is the 32. Wide receivers split out all over the place here as Brandon Stewart stands in the gun. He's got it. Look out, backside pressure. Stewart's going to throw the ball to the far side. It's going to be caught, but a little if any gain. In fact, may have even lost a yard. High into the air to grab that ball was Jaden Smith. Jaden Smith, a 5'9", 155-pound sophomore, goes up to climb the ladder, but it's a completed pass, and they lose a yard. Second down, actually third down now. Third down, 11 yards to go from the 30-yard line.
Pressure was coming from the backside by Simon Ostrander. Forced Stewart to throw that ball. He just kind of lobbed it over the pressure coming up the middle, and then the reception was made. But Nick Brouillette doing a good job on defense over there. He was able to bring down the receiver for a yard loss. Third down and 11 here for the Tigers.
Here's a Brandon Stewart. Sets up a little pass over here. It's going to be caught at the 35-yard line. Out to the 38-yard line. That's Alan Denton grabbing the ball there for the Bayard Tigers, but they're still going to be short of a first down. That was a third down play. Denton gets the ball up there at about the 38, and Bayard will go for it here. Fourth down and 3 yards to go. They got the ball on their own 38-yard line. 7:23 to play now in quarter number four. Actually, quarter number three. St. Cecilia leading by the score of 41-0. Brandon Stewart stands in the gun. Ryan Lohr is a setback just to his right. Stewart has got it. He backs up, looks right side, fakes once, and now throws it. It's going to be, did he hang on to it? Yes, nice catch out here by Cody Krantz. Krantz has got the first down as he hangs on to it out here at the 47-yard line of Bayard. So the Tigers move the chains. First down and 10 yards to go. Bayard has moved the ball out to the 48. Wide receivers again all over the place as Brandon Stewart has got the ball, backs up, steps up in the pocket, throws the ball. It's going to be behind his intended receiver.
Pass incomplete.
Braden Perriott was the intended Perriott receiver down here at the 40-yard line. So an incomplete pass is going to bring up second down and 10 yards to go from the 48.
Go back to that last play. Boy, Stewart, a crafty quarterback in there. He just bought all the time that he could and then found the receiver across the middle, threaded a needle. I don't know how he got it in there. There was five guys with blue jerseys around the would-be receiver, but again, they pick up enough for the first down. And the incompletion now forces Bayard into a second down and 10. They've got the ball at the 48-yard line. 6:10 left to go here in the third quarter.
All right, Stewart grabs it again, fakes, rolls to his left, and now unloads the ball downfield. That ball's going to be picked off. Picked off by Kissinger at the 30-yard line. He's brought it back to the 35, and down he goes. Brought down there by Bayard. That was a Braden Perriott that tackled Kissinger, but that is the third interception of the ball game thrown there by Brandon Stewart for Bayard. And now St. Cecilia has got the ball back, first down and 10 on their own 35-yard line.
That is the 11th interception on the season. That goes along with 10 touchdowns for Stewart on the year. That is Stewart's 40th pass attempt here in the ball game. And again, Kissinger with another big play just back there playing center field. The ball was underthrown from Stewart. And again, Kissinger as he comes out, and we'll see what the what Carl Tesmer has for players in there in the ballgame right now.
Simon Ostrander comes in motion. Here's a pitch play. That's Brouillette with the ball at a 30-yard line to the 35 and drug down from behind. Tackle is made in there by Dustin Daniel, the defensive tackle there for the Bayard Tigers. Penalty flags are down back here at the 31. I think the Hawks are in motion. They to say it may be in motion here, so this will cost him 5 yards. We have not seen a whole lot of penalties on the field here today. That's an illegal procedure call against Hastings St. Cecilia. So the next round of the state playoffs for Class C2 is going to be next Wednesday.
Boy, a wild one up in St. Paul. 37 seconds left to go in the game. St. Paul goes for it on fourth down. The pass was incomplete, but yet they were flagged. Crofton flagged for pass interference. And it gives St. Paul a first and 10 on the 12-yard line.
First down and 15.
They're playing Shadron, by the
Shadron,
way.
Shadron, yeah, not Crofton. Shadron, but a wild game. That has been like watching a tennis match back and forth all day long, so we'll keep everybody updated on that game.
All right, first down, 15 yards to go. St. Cecilia penalized for illegal procedure. This is Xander Schmidt still in there at quarterback. He's got the ball, rolls right, unloads. The ball is going to be caught out here, 35-40, 45-50. That's Kevin Ryan with the ball, takes the ball down to the 45 of Bayard. That's the first down. Kevin Ryan gets the reception there, brought down into play by Brandon Stewart. The defensive secondary for the Bayard Tigers. St. Cecilia's got the ball first down and 10 in Tiger territory at the 45.
Well, the Hawks get hit with the penalty, and then they come out with the swing pass to Ryan. Ryan does a great job after he catches it, picks up 25 yards, takes it down to the Tiger 45, where the Hawks are set up with a first and 10 very quickly through this third quarter, already down to 4:18.
All right, Xander Schmidt from the gun this time. He backs up, rolls left, and now throws the ball near side way over the head of his intended receiver, Cesar Tino.
Intended to Tino, incomplete. Second.
That's one of the very bad passes that Xander has thrown today. He has done a remarkably good job stepping in for the injured Phil Hamburger, quarterback today for the Hawks.
109 yards of passing for Schmidt today. He's attempted 9 passes, but only 3 completions. But they have gone for 55 yards to Ostrander, then a 29-yarder to Tino, and then the 25-yarder to Ryan. The receivers have done a great job after they've made the catch, getting downfield for Schmidt today.
Second down and 10 yards to go from the 45-yard line. Hand off to Groffel, busting through there down to the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Just straight ahead, right into the teeth of this defense for Bayard. Joe Groflin, that fullback trap play, takes the ball down to the 39-yard line. Could be very close to a first down. Third down and 5 yards to go for the Hawks. Play coming in from head coach Carl Tesmer here on the near sideline. Simon Ostrander going to be the messenger boy here. Simon's going to line up as a tight end to the left side. Cesar Tino splits out wide to the right side. Backs will be in the I formation now. Third down, 5 yards to go. The ball is at the 39-and-a-half-yard line of Baird. St. Cecilia right to left here in quarter number three. There's a Xander Schmidt play-action pass. Throws the ball wide open. Simon Ostrander can't come up with it. Down inside the 15-yard line. Simon got behind his man back there. He had a lot of real estate between him and the defender, but the pass thrown a little bit too far by Xander Schmidt, it's incomplete.
Ostrander lined up over here in the slot on the left side, just took off in an all-out sprint. He runs right by the defense, and, yeah, he had all kinds of room, and Xander Schmidt just put his hands on his helmet. He wanted that one back. He had a sure 6 points, and that one falls to the turf, and Matt Kissinger in, I believe, for his only a second punt of the afternoon.
He was standing in his own territory. 2:18 to play here in the third quarter, 41-0. The Hawks have the lead. As Kissinger will punt the ball away, good snap from center. Kissinger will try to pin the Tigers back deep. End-over-end kick. It's going to bounce at the 10, takes a backward spin here. They're going to keep it down inside the 20-yard line. It's going to be down by St. Cecilia.
Touchdown.
So it's going to be Bayard coming back the other direction. They're trailing in the ball game 41-0. The Tigers still looking for somewhat of success offensively. Again, they had one drive in the second quarter, 16 plays. I think they took the ball deep into St. Cecilia territory. However, they threw a pick down there in the end zone to end any threat of putting any points on the scoreboard here this afternoon.
Well, the last drive was 6 plays and only 16 yards, yet to attempt a rushing play. In this third quarter, they don't rush the football an awful lot. They throw it around. And, again, Stewart waiting for the call from the sidelines. Wide receivers all over the field for the Tigers.
All right, Brandon Stewart has got it. He backs up, holds the ball, holds it, now throws it across the middle. It's going to be off of the fingertips of his intended receiver.
Pass intended.
That's
Krantz.
That's a Cody Krantz. Nearly got his hands on it. In fact, he did get his hands on it. He just couldn't pull it in right across the middle. It's incomplete.
Well, and again, the Tigers last year traveled down here to play St. Cecilia in the same situation, an afternoon ball game. They were able to put up 21 points against the defense. But, boy, Randy Ahrens has really given them some different looks today and has had Bayard confused all afternoon.
Here's Stewart again, rolls right. His pass is going to be caught out here across the 30-yard line to the 33. And Krantz is then drilled on a play by the Hawks. Stewart. That's Ryan over here defensively for St. Cecilia. Also Cesar Tino. So Tino and Ryan over on the stop. Hard hit on Cody Krantz, but Cody hangs onto the football. It's a first down for the Tigers as they move the ball out here to the 33-yard line. Bayard left to right here in quarter number three, trailing in the ball game by a score of 41-0. Here's Stewart, throws the ball again to the far side, nearly picked off. Brilliant had his hands on the ball there. Couldn't control it, couldn't pull her in. It's an incomplete pass. Second down and 10 yards to go.
Monitoring Stewart's pass attempts, that is number 43, pass attempt 43 of the afternoon. And, again, that was behind his would-be receiver. Brouillette almost comes up with another interception. There's already been three of them by Stewart here in the ball game, and we have come to a quick halt to the third quarter. And we will go into the fourth quarter as St. Cecilia leads 41-0.
All right, we're heading to the fourth and final quarter, 41-0. Hawks have the lead. We'll have more after this.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Bill Hamburger Remodeling at BillHamburgerRemodeling.com. Bill Hamburger Remodeling will help you with residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, and even snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551. Visit the showroom for a great selection of windows, siding, and shingles. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings is a proud supporter of Hastings and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Ponca has got a lead over Lutheran High Northeast. Class C2, 8-0 is the score. They are in the first quarter of play. 41-0 here. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Bayard. Shadron leading St. Paul 19-18 there in the fourth quarter. Garden County 30, Palmer 14 there at halftime. A couple of those scores that we pass along to you today. Busy day. Classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 getting started for the state high school football playoffs. Classes A and B will go tomorrow. Second down, 10 yards to go. Bayard has got the ball on their own 32-yard line. Still looking to get on the scoreboard, trailing 41-0. Here's a pass incomplete. Trying to get it over here to a Perriott. Pressure pass being applied there by St. Cecilia defensively. Perriott, we're going to see a bunch of people in this ball game here in this fourth quarter of play, I'm sure.
You run down there and put on a Hawk uniform, you'll probably get in the game as a lot of substitutions being made. Through three quarters, St. Cecilia, 341 yards of total offense. And you look at the Bayard side, 149 yards of total offense.
Here's a Stewart. Here comes the pressure. And the pass is going to be caught here on a screen pass across the 30 out to about the 33-yard line.
Pass from Stewart to Lohr.
That's Lohr coming out of the backfield. So a little screen set up there, but it didn't go far. Joe Groffel was right there defensively for St. Cecilia. Fourth down and 9 yards to go. Line of scrimmage now the 34. Clock is running here in the fourth quarter of play. Hastings St. Cecilia well on their way to another victory here this afternoon. Out on top by a score of 41-0. Shelton is leading Sandhills Thetford now. Wow, 43-0 at halftime. Shelton with a lead over Sandhills Thetford. We've got a lot of blowouts in the state playoffs here in round number one. Here's the kick. It's going to be blown dead. St. Cecilia will have it at the 46-yard line.
St. Cecilia.
So St. Cecilia will come out, and we'll see what Carl Tesmer wants to do here offensively. I saw Jamison Esch warm up on the sidelines at quarterback, and that's going to be the case. So Jamison Esch, the 155-pound junior, is now in the ball game. This will actually be St. Cecilia's third-string quarterback with Phil Hamburger going down last week. We've seen the second-stringer and Xander Schmidt. Now we've got Jamison Esch out there.
We've got the Little Hawks.
Yeah, the Little Hawks are out here now. First down, 10 yards to go from the 42-yard line. Here's Esch, hands the ball away. Here's a big hole across the 45, and it closes in a hurry. Carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia is Avery Driscoll.
Driscoll,
that's his 11th carry of the season. He had 10 carries, 80 yards coming in here. He's a 135-pound sophomore. So now Carl Tesmer's got the Little Hawks. The Little Hawks are going to try to fly from their nest here this afternoon, Jimmy. Second down and 5 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at 46.
Well, we've got to see him a couple of times this season as St. Cecilia has handled their opponents very easily. And so we've had a chance to see a bunch of Little Hawks. They haven't really put a lot of points on the board in the mop-up role, but they're out there now in a fresh fourth quarter.
Here's Esch handing the ball away again to Driscoll. Nearly lost control of the ball, gets it under control, but brings it up to the 48-yard line. A couple of yard gain there. Now St. Cecilia looking at third down and a couple of yards to go. Look at the people being shuttled in and out now. Tell you what, if you're wearing blue, you're going to get in.
Well, I just looked at Carl Tesmer and Randy Ahrens. They stood there and looked at each other, and they looked up and down the sidelines trying to find the fresh uniforms. And, again, everybody going to see some action here. And the first round of the playoffs, St. Cecilia going to cruise on and move in the brackets.
Here's a fumble now, and Esch's got to come back and cover it up with the 45-yard line, and here comes
ball
the punt team.
By Esch.
So Esch can't handle the snap. He falls back and recovers the ball here at the 45-yard line. St. Cecilia looking at fourth down and about 5 yards to go now, maybe closer to the six as the ball spotted right at the 45. St. Cecilia will have to punt the ball away. Kissinger comes back in to do the punting chores here. Dropping back deep for Bayard is going to be Michael Alfaro. He's going to stand down around his 15-yard line. So Kissinger waiting for the snap here. Good snap. He'll get things away. A good high kick here. Alfaro comes up, and he's going to let it bounce in front of him. It'll take a St. Cecilia bounce across the 20, down to the 15-yard line, down to the 14, where it is blown dead down there. Avery Driscoll down on the special teams to down the football. That is a punt of 45 yards there by Kissinger. And Bayard will come back out here. 7.5 minutes to play in the football game, gang. It is 41-0. The Hawks have the lead.
Well, this 7 minutes plus is going to run very quickly here. Bayard in the ball game. 45 pass attempts by Stewart today. They've only rushed the football 10 times, yet to rush anything here in the second half.
And here comes another pass, and it's going to be caught here in a little screen pass set up, and the Hawks right there defensively. They set up a little screen pass to Lazari.
Stewart to Kazire.
Or Kazire, excuse me.
Tackled by Clark.
And it's going to be a short gain in the play as they will bring the ball out here
to the 17-yard line.
So a pickup of 2 yards on the play. Second down and about 8 yards to go. Bayard trailing in the ball game by a score of 41-0. This one has not been in doubt today. Saint Cecilia scoring in the first play. First play from the line of scrimmage for the Hawks. As the Matt Kissinger went 32 yards, and it's been downhill ever since for the Bayard Tigers. Here's Stewart running with a football to the near sideline. Got loose down here across the 35 to the 40. You're going to see he stepped out of bounds back upfield, but he's going to have enough for a first down.
19-yard gain by Stewart. That is the first rush for Bayard here in the second half. That one goes for 19. That's the 10th first down. And again, Randy Ahrens, he's out there still signaling in defensive plays. Not sure really why, as this game is really in doubt as that pass goes incomplete off to the right side.
Yeah, they just kind of lofted it out to the far side. Alan Denton was the intended receiver. And now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. St. Cecilia calls a timeout only to get some new guys into the ball game here. So 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 41, Bayard nothing.
Colder winter weather may mean more time indoors. If you have a winter or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting has been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting at 463-7726. Dykus Painting wishes good luck, good sportsmanship, and good results to all the local and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at Duncan Field in Hastings. High school football this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also at 960 KNEB in Scotts Bluff. Unfortunately, Western Nebraska people, I couldn't bring you a better ball game here today as Bayard has been out to class here in this one.
Well, and last year it was a wild affair here at Hastings as I believe St. Cecilia put 60-plus on the board, but Bayard was able to put 21 on the board, able to move the football pretty well against the St. Cecilia defense. Last year, St. Cecilia with a lot more size, they are much more of a smaller team this year, but boy, they are very, very fast, and they dominated from the get-go here today.
Here's a Stewart, sets up a little screen pass again. It's going to be grabbed here at about the 35-yard line, trying to get outside, and down he goes. At the 36-37, so a short gainer there. A pickup of only about a yard in the play. It's going to bring up third down. The white flags must be coming up for Bayard. The coach is off the scaffolding now. They're on their way back to the opposite sideline.
I'm sure he was impressed with the facilities, although I think I remember
a familiar face last year,
so he was used to the press box facilities that we have. Third down and nine here, ball on the 37, 5:27 left to go here in the ballgame.
Stewart fumbles to snap. He goes down to one knee to grab it, and they blow this one dead. So now it's going to bring up a fourth down situation. I don't think the assistant Stewart coaches for Bayard up here long enough to go through the buffet line.
We were told we've got that's the first time we've got bottles of water up top. Well, it's not warm enough that we need too much water. You've got a little sack back here. Your Gatorade's almost to freeze over as the late afternoon hours are upon us. And been a breezy afternoon here in Hastings. Just a little bit of bite in the air with the wind chill.
All right, here comes another punt coming up from David Schuler. Gets it away. It's going to bounce at the 48 of St. Cecilia across the 45 down to the 42-yard line. And the Little Hawks will have another chance here with 4:40 to play.
He probably wants to be the first one in line when they bring out those 800 wings that they're going to devour here this afternoon.
Well, hopefully they got a rush order on those babies. They're supposed to be out of the cooker here soon, but this game with a running clock in the second half kind of moved along a little quicker than expected.
Might have to make a call up there. We maybe get up there before the team.
Sneak in just in front of the line, huh?
Sneak in and get a plate of wings.
First down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage is the 42-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia and the Little Hawks. The reserves out there now as a Jamison Ash. No, we got another new quarterback in there for St. Cecilia. This is a Tyler Wilner is going to carry the ball now. Wilner brings the ball up to the 48-yard line. So a pickup of about to 5 yards in a play. Ashton Rose into the stop again for the Bayard Tigers. Crofton has beaten Hershey today, a final score of 55-0. Some real blowouts occurring here in the opening round of the state high school football playoffs. They will get tougher down the road, I'm sure.
Yeah, they will definitely get tougher. And Again, when you got 32 teams in a playoff system, some classes don't even have many more than 40-plus teams at all. So you're going to have that those blowouts as the handoff goes off the left side to John Blazer. John Blazer, his younger brother, he's a former Packer. He's a water boy down here on the sidelines. And Jake, he's not even paying attention. Your brother just had a carry. Jake, you need to pay attention. 45-yard
line. So third down, 4 yards to go. Hawks have the ball under 45. We're approaching the three-minute mark here in the fourth quarter of play. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's Luke Carey, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Gus Clark will split out as a wing back. Over on the left side, Clark comes in motion. He's going to get the ball. Nope, the pitch is behind him. Now Clark has got to go back to the 35 to grab the ball here for St. Cecilia.
At the 35-yard line.
Well, the little Hawks again unable to get anything going offensively. They'll have to punt the football away. Dropping back deep again for Bayard is going to be Michael Alfaro. He's not had any chance to really return anything today. Kissinger has placed those balls high into the air.
Pressure of the playoffs must be getting to the little Hawks.
2:19 to play here in the ball game, 41-0. Hawks have the lead. Here's a kick by Kissinger. High kick. Alfaro might have a chance at this one. He backs up and then he fumbles the ball at the 20-yard line. And down he goes. Brouillette goes down there and nails Alfaro as Michael had a tough time grabbing the ball. May have lost it in the sun there. That was a kick of about 50.
45 on the kick. Minus one on the return. We'll work on those hand signals. My fingers are getting a little bit cold. But again, very fortunate that St. Cecilia didn't come up with that as the ball popped out to the turf. But again, he was able to maintain possession, but he went nowhere. A couple of Blue Hawks down there. Johnny on the spot to bring him down. First down and 10, ball on the 21, and we have 1:34 left to go here in the ballgame.
All right. It's going to be Brandon Stewart standing in the gun again, and now they got some. Couple of people short. Alfaro comes back into the ball game as that tailback. And now they're going to throw the home run ball down the right sideline. Where's that one going? Way over the head of his intended receiver and Alan Denton, I think.
Passing
the quarterback, Stewart, just
Stewart to Denton,
went back there and threw it as far as he could.
Well, that's going to be
All
for
she
the
wrote.
Senior. Yeah, that's going to be, I guess, Phil Willie wanted him to air one out last play of his high school career. He throws that one way downfield, way over the head of the intended receiver. And now Stewart, the senior, will go to the sidelines for Phil Willie, and in come the Little Tigers for Bayard.
Zach Rice is into the ball game. He mishandles his first snap. There's a fumble, and St. Cecilia, I think, is on top of it. Yes, they are. That's a howl. Cannon Howell is in there for St. Cecilia defensively, and he recovers a fumble. The snap came back to a Zach Rice, who just checked in there at quarterback. It was way off of the mark. Rice couldn't handle it, and Howell is on top of the football for St. Cecilia with 25 seconds to go here in the football game. They've got it down here at the 13 of Bayard.
Well, and the little Hawks trot onto the field. He looked around, tried to get everybody into the ball game for potentially the last snap. Yeah, we're going to stop the clock. With 11.5 seconds left to go here in the ball game, and the team's
Bayard called the timeout.
Phil Willie wants to get all his guys into the ball game, so we'll have one more snap here from Duncan Field. But the Hawks will advance in the C2 playoffs.
We'll take a break. 11 seconds to play. St. Cecilia 41, Bayard nothing.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings, your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. The Auto Glass Experts, Jeff, Brent, and Fred, will come to you. The mobile service number is 402-463-0025. And a reminder from Auto Glass Experts, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. The Auto Glass Experts, one block east of Custom Pack, 405 West J Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So 11 and a half seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here this afternoon. 41-0. 41-0.
Timeout
over
Bayard.
Now the Hawks. What a call of timeout. Are these media timeouts? Maybe so.
Must be.
11 and a half seconds to play. One more break here. The score is St. Cecilia 41, Bayard nothing.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Gus Clark is now in there at quarterback for St. Cecilia. He's going to run a quarterback sneak, and both of those timeouts used just for Clark, the freshman quarterback, 140-pounder, just to run a quarterback sneak, and that's going to be the end of the ball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here by a score of 41-0 over Bayard. They will play in the next round of the state playoffs coming up next Wednesday. Bayard will wrap up their season with a mark of 4 wins and 5 losses. St. Cecilia will play the winner of the ball game tonight between West Holt and Cross County. That one gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight at Cross County. That's a matchup of the number 8 and number 9 seeded teams. But this one turned ugly early in this football game here this afternoon. Hastings St. Cecilia with the win, 41-0 over Bayard. We'll take a 90-second timeout here, and we'll come back and recap this one for you right after this.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853. These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Long ago, the great giant socket wrench came down from on high to proclaim,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
Keep your car or light truck in tip-top shape. Visit Tice Auto Care. For over 35 years, people have trusted Tice Auto Care for everything from tune-ups to overhauls. It's because they do the job right at a fair price, and they stand behind their work. So next time, visit the pros at Tice Auto Care, corner of 3rd and Denver downtown. Call 462-8573. And remember,
maintenance is cheaper than repair.
1230 KHAS.
All right. Back at Duncan Field at Hastings. It's 41-0. That's the final score as the Blue Hawks knock off Bayard here this afternoon. St. Cecilia improves to 9 wins. No losses on the season. They've won 34 games in a row now. Bayard will finish out their season with a mark of 4-5. St. Cecilia will play again next Wednesday. And again, their next round opponent, the number 8 or the number 9 seed, those two teams will match up tonight, West Holt against Cross County. This one was not in doubt from the very get-go. Bayard was held to three plays on their first possession. They went into punt formation. They try a fake punt. It was blown up by Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks got the ball at the 32-yard line. And on the very first play, Matt Kissinger got loose for a touchdown. He took it into the end zone for the score. 10-11 left on the clock in the first quarter. The Hawks already had a lead 7-0 over Bayard. Next series for St. Cecilia, Xander Schmidt throws a 55-yard touchdown pass to Simon Ostrander. That made the score 14-0. Matt Kissinger then returns a punt 40 yards for a touchdown. And before Bayard knew they were in the ballgame, St. Cecilia had a 21-0 lead with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia adds another one in the second quarter, a 67-yard run by Joel Grauffel to make it 28-0. Kevin Ryan then went in from 16 yards out to make it 34-0 with 8 minutes to play in the second quarter. That's the way the first half entered. St. Cecilia adding one touchdown in the third quarter. That was on their opening possession, going 6 plays, 61 yards. Matt Kissinger taking it into the end zone, 41-0. Hastings St. Cecilia with a win. They had the running clock in the second half. Pretty quick moving football game this afternoon. And the Hawks win number 9, 41-0 over Bayard this afternoon.
Yeah, they got out quick and to a very good start for St. Cecilia, and they're going to need that as they get going down the road. Going to need to hopefully get a couple of those guys back that are injured, and we're talking about Phil Hamburger and Jace Jackson. But again, great day for St. Cecilia. On the afternoon for Bayard, they threw the ball around an awful lot today. The quarterback, Brandon Stewart, was 25 of 48 passing, 147 yards, three interceptions on the day. Only 13 rushing plays for Bayard today, 16 yards, so 163 yards of total offense for Bayard in the game, 10 first downs. We look at St. Cecilia, a lot of big numbers. Xander Schmidt, first start into this season, first round of the playoffs. He had a pretty good day today, 3 of 10 passing, 109 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. The Hawks rushed it 31 times for 234 yards, so 343 of total offense in the ball game for St. Cecilia. They, by the way, run 38 offensive plays here this afternoon. Individual leaders, we talked about Schmidt's numbers, 109 yards on 3 of 10 passing. Rushing the football today, the leader was Joel Groffel, 9 carries, 101 yards, one touchdown, that coming from 67 yards for Groffel here today. Matt Kissinger on the afternoon, 7 carries, 84 yards, a couple of touchdowns. His touchdown runs come from 5 and 32 yards on that first play in the first opening series for St. Cecilia. Also, Kissinger with a 40-yard punt return on the afternoon. Receiving yards today, Simon Ostrander, 1 catch for a touchdown, 55 yards. Cesar Tino, 1 catch today, 29 yards. And Ryan with 1 catch today and 25 yards. But again, St. Cecilia gave them some different looks defensively. They had them on their heels all day long, and from the get-go, St. Cecilia dialed up the pressure, and they had the quarterback, Stewart, running for his life all day long, and a great, great win here on the on a Thursday afternoon game in C2, St. Cecilia advances in the state playoff games. They continue their winning ways here in Hastings.
41-0 again, the final score. The folks in Hastings, stick around. We've got the player of the game coming up on our coaches' post-game show with defensive coordinator Randy Ahrens. For the folks out west, you guys are wrapped up for the day out in KNEB in Scotts Bluff. Glad you could join us for the broadcast here this afternoon. Again, the final score, it was Hastings St. Cecilia 41, Bayard nothing.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's post-game show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch, helping you be safe, sound, and secure. Just one more way, Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
And welcome back to Duncan Field. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it by the score of 41-0. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the Hawks putting up some big numbers again today on a limited basis because of the running clock in the second half. Matt Kissinger had 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing. He had one with a punt return today, had 84 yards on the ground. Joel Groffel had a 100-yard day today, had 9 carries and 101 yards today. Hastings St. Cecilia getting a good play up front. Joe Wallmeyer, Lance Schmidt, Chris Hartford on the defense today. And Cesar Tino had a pretty good day as well defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners.
Every Ream Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Ream. Get your Ream products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
All right, we're going to name co-winners for our player of the game here today. First of all, we'll award Joe Groffel. 9 carries, 101 yards for Joe Groffel running out of the fullback position. And then Matt Kissinger, 3 touchdowns in the ball game here today, 2 rushing. He had 1 in that punt return, had 7 carries, 84 yards in the ball game here today to lead Hastings St. Cecilia to the victory over Bayard by the score of 41-0. So Joel Groffel and Matt Kissinger are players of the game today as Hastings St. Cecilia wins it, and they advance here in the Class C2 State High School football playoffs by the score of 41-0. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11. It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. Get up to a $75 Visa prepaid rebate card when you purchase a set of 4 eligible Cooper tires. Ask CPI Mr. Tire for details. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the Money and Ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
This is the Coach's Post Game Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
And we're back at Duncan Field again. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon over Bayard by a score of 41-0. As Hastings St. Cecilia defensive coordinator Randy Ahrens joins us. And Coach, congratulations on the win. That was a quick moving ball game. Did not even have enough time to go through the buffet line today.
Whose problem's that?
Yeah, I didn't get to the front of the line, but
cut the party line off earlier.
Yeah. Tell you what, great victory for you guys today. Got out early and kind of coasted to the win.
Yeah, and I think it was important that we did come out and really try to get things established early, because if we didn't, you know, they're the type of team that could, you know, with their passing offense and spread offense, that they could cause you fits and cause troubles throughout the game. And so it was really important for us to get established what we wanted to do early, and I thought we did that, and our kids are ready to play.
Well, you talk about starters. You put a new, fresh face in there at quarterback. The injury of Phil Hamburger, you bring in Xander Schmidt, his first varsity action of the season. No pressure here, youngster. It's the first round of the playoffs, but he performed pretty well today. 3 of 10 passing was Xander, 109 yards. He had a pick and a touchdown. Also 4 carries and 48 yards. Just assess his performance today under the conditions.
I think it was a very solid performance for him. And, you know, there were a couple that were dropped. And, you know, one he had open in the sun and he overthrew one. But, you know, I think that's something that it comes with it, because the expectations are high. And so, you know, to relax, to really get your feet set and things like that, sometimes difficult, but – you know, I think some people talk about managing the game, and that's kind of a key phrase this year with people. If you listen to people, you know, on TV, and he did a great job of managing the game. But, you know, I've had a good feeling with that coming in, because he's kind of a cool cucumber, and he's something, you know, we knew that he was going to be able to handle things well, because he's put himself in some, you know, situations outside of football that allow him to be successful in football.
Yeah, Xander's a kid who did not take a whole lot of snaps during the regular season. Kind of threw him into the fire here this week. He prepared well. You had a good week of practice, and like I said, Xander came to the conclusion that, yeah, he's going to run the ball club, and that's exactly what he did today.
And he had to do that for us. And I know that the kids had confidence in him, because, you know, number one, he's a good kid, and he keeps his nose clean, and he does what's right in school, and he's a good student. And so it's easy to rally behind somebody like that. And he did a nice job. Not that he can replace Phil, because Phil's a major cog in what we've done the last few years, but he did a nice job of stepping in and controlling his emotions, controlling the team, and being very efficient at what we expected and what we wanted from him.
Coach, defensively today, last year in this ball game, same team, same play, same scenario. You give up 21 points today, a whole different setting. Only 147 yards through the air and 16 on the ground, 163 total for Bayard. You talked about giving them some different looks that you hadn't put out on the field. this season. What did you give them, and what did you do to the quarterback, Stewart, because you really kept him in check all day long?
I say you keep saying you, but I really think the credit goes back to the kids because they buy into what we do, and, you know, we throw a lot of stuff at them. And then, you know, the other day at practice, one of our players said, "Coach, just let us play. We're thinking too much out here, and don't spend, you know, we don't need to be going through all this. Let us play and react." You know, and so we did less talking in practice on a Tuesday. And so on Monday, it was one of those skull sessions at practice where we kind of bogged down. But it's something that we've worked on. And, you know, we did some of that against Kearney Catholic early. But the good thing about it is that we played Baird last year. So we were kind of prepared, you know, and knew what they were going to do and what we might expect. And so the kids came out and performed. You saw our kids get a good push up front. You saw our kids play disciplined defense on the line of scrimmage. And then we were in the area. And so we made plays and we made tackles when we needed to.
A lot of time you coaches can get just so smart, and especially on defense, you got to just run around and make plays. It's a pretty easy game. Go out and tackle the guy who's got the ball, huh?
Exactly, and I've told Coach Harper that before, because we've talked about it, that sometimes, you know, as you said, people want to make things very complicated, but, you know, for us, at different times, it's like, you know, find the football, make a play. And we were in position a couple times today where we didn't make the play, but we're in position. And so that's what we talked about at halftime, just reestablishing the fact that we had to play on the balls of our feet, be on balance, and so that we could break on the ball and make the tackle. And then, you know, a number of times we had two and three people there, and I was just impressed with, you know, what we did defensively. And then Joe Clark had to play a new role today, and Tyler Wilner stepped in as another sophomore. We started three sophomores today in the first round of the state playoffs, and so, you know, that's kind of impressive that those guys did well with Lance Schmidt and Alex Sheehy and then Tyler Wilner.
Yeah, you had the offense clicking, you had the defense clicking, had the special teams that scored on a punt return. Anytime you get some points off your special teams, you'll take that, obviously.
Yes, and that's something that you got to get excited about. And, you know, I could tell that was a momentum killer. Well, not that it was a potential momentum killer, because their shoulders just dropped on the other sideline. You saw their chins go to their chest. And, you know, it's one of those things that in any game, especially in the playoffs, if you get a special team score, that might break the back of the other team. And I really think that was the snowball starting at that point.
Really, the big thing that changed early was the fake punt that you blew up on their opening possession of the ball game. You guys were ready for the fake punt that they tried, and you guys blew it up, and you got great field position, and bam, just like that, one play, you're in the end zone.
And that's something that, you know, people laugh or might chuckle about it, but, you know, Coach Tesmer, he calls them the dirty dozen. We practice against things like that, from the swinging gate to sweep pass, double reverse, fake punts, you know, and we do practice against things like that. And we kind of make the kids aware, okay, if this person's here, look for this. If this person, when they put their quarterback in motion and came back around, you know, that's something that may not always work, but we were there to play that, and it, you know, set up the first score for us.
So you're on to the next round of the state playoffs next Wednesday. You have a few days to get ready, and now it's either West Holt or Cross County, a couple of teams that we know absolutely nothing about. They're the number 8 and number 9 seeds here on our side of the Class C2 state playoffs. Coach, I don't even know where these schools are. You guys know much about the football teams?
Well, I'm sure you've been near West Holt on your way to Dakota Wesleyan. It's up around O'Neill and Atkinson, and then Cross County's at Stromsburg. And so, you know, and we don't know much about them, but the good thing is we've established a program, you know, that we can really concentrate and focus on what we need to do well, and they don't know much about us either. And so I can think it works both ways, but, you know, we've been fundamentally sound in the past, and so if we really concentrate and focus on being fundamentally sound and prepared, I think that we can adjust to what other teams may give us at this point. And so hopefully it gives us another chance to play next week. And as I told one of the parents before the game, the neat thing or the important thing for me is that we win and move on, so our kids that are injured might have a chance to play again this season.
The important thing is we're going to become big West Holt fans here tonight, because if they win the ball game, it'll be back here at Duncan Field, and maybe I can get in the front of the buffet line. If not, we'll be heading off to Stromsburg, right?
Stromsburg would come here because they're the 8th seed, I think, and then we would go to West Holt. So,
all right, we're going to become Cross County fans tonight. Yeah, they'd have the lower seed. So, all right, so we're going to become Cross County fans here tonight. Regardless, we'll be back with the Hawks next week in the second round of the state playoffs.
We just hope wherever we have it, well, we're glad and happy that we have a chance to play, but glad to see you here at Duncan Field, and I'm sure you enjoyed your day like we did.
Any way you could dial the thermostat up as we go on into the playoffs. Today wasn't bad as the sun is continuing to set. We're starting to get a little heat involved on our legs area, but it was a little chilly up here. If you could dial up the thermostat just a little bit to make it a little warmer. I know I can't use an ink pen as we get into third and fourth rounds of playoffs because they freeze up here.
I'm just happy that we have Blue Hawks that are tougher than the radio guys, and so the kids buy into it and they love playing at Duncan Field. But most importantly, that you know we've won, we've moved on, because at this point, you know, one and done, and so we don't want to be that way. But it's a credit to the kids, and you know, I'd like to joke with you guys, but seriously, thank you for all you do, and thank you for being so well prepared and really doing a nice job, you know, recognizing our kids and our school.
All right, we'll see you next week. Randy Aaron's the defensive coordinator for Hastings State to say. We'll take our final timeout. We'll come back right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a